so unbelievably fast. For this Dominican team, that's a benefit because Pedro Guevara and Nuri Bonacosta, Colby Mitnick, all of these guys are so fast and they're so good with the ball in their feet that they can run by. On the old field, Forest Meadows, a lot of memories on Forest Meadows,
yeah.
But there's this thing called a DU bounce where the bounce doesn't exactly go your way. So a big disadvantage of a grass field is if it's unkempt, it's almost impossible to play a real fast-paced game of soccer.
Yeah, and the synthetic field here is the big step up from the old Forest Meadows field is that the new field is, in fact, level.
Yeah.
which has never been the case here in over 100 years at Dominican.
You can see the whole field.
Yeah, and it's just perfect. It's just surrounded by all of the eucalyptus trees, and, of course, we're on the western side of campus, as far as you can go west,
yep.
Here as the Penguins have lined up out at midfield with the Azusa Pacific Cougars for today's matchup. The Cougars, under head coach David Blomquist, assisted by Gareth Tomlinson, are 2-2-1 and 0-1-0 in conference. For the Penguins, they will be sending out the sophomore Eric Anderson. Number two is Swap Mushiana. Number three is Colby Mitnick. Number four is Fabian Valdez Mendoza. Number five is Sam Vela. Number 10, Pedro Guevara. Also starting today, number 21 is Jordan Rode. Number 23 is Corey Vanderpool, and 24 is Chris Senes. And I heard David Mendez's name mentioned, but it wasn't on our starting lineup, so I got to believe he's in there
really?
For the starters.
I would guess.
You would think so.
I think he's started every single game in the past 3 years. I would guess he'd start this game.
For Azusa Pacific, this is our first broadcast, by the way, fans.
Very first soccer broadcast.
Very
exciting.
Yeah, from the new field. It's nice to set it off here on Penguin Radio.
It's pretty awesome.
Just throw it out there, a Penguin Radio worldwide broadcast, our very first broadcast. We don't like to do anything halfway around here. For Azusa Pacific, Joe Goleko, he's wearing the old 00. He'll be out there with number 4, Jeremy Bishop, number 7, Okte Bulu. Number 8 is Michael Sahajian. 10, Carlos Garcia Partida. Number 11 is Kinas Armbrus. 15, Tanner Okel. 17, Jamarco Washington. Number 20 is Leonardo Grigg. 21, Hiroshi Metzger. And 23, Luke Ackerman. Starting lineups for both squads. A doubleheader today as we prepare and listen to our national anthem. For those of you at home, please rise. Upcoming games for the Penguins. On the 17th of September at 1:30 against Dixie State right here at Dominican. The 22nd, yes?
Last year's game against Dixie State, they are a force to be reckoned with in all of Division II soccer, actually. Ranked nationally in Division II every year, Dixie State is really good. Penguins went into Utah last year and played probably their best game of the year. Still lost 2-0 because Dixie State really is just incredibly talented. But it really was probably the Penguins' best game of the entire year last year against Dixie State.
And why do you think that is? Why is it that certain schools in certain athletic endeavors tend to recruit? Is it recruiting? They just get better and better in that area of play. Is it just their recruiting, or is it their geographic positioning? I mean, sometimes that comes into play.
I think it's a mixture of a whole lot of things. Geographics has a lot to do with it. There is actually a lot of talent in the Northern California area that Dominican has to choose from. I personally am from Sacramento, played NorCal competitive soccer my entire life, and there is a pretty incredible amount of teams in the area that are very talented. They send a ton of kids to D1, D2 colleges every year. In Utah, you know, I have no idea geographically whether the talent is just there in Utah, but a lot of it has to do with the players. A lot of it has to do with the coaching, the style of play. And sometimes schools just get maybe one or two recruiting classes in a row that blow the entire division out of the water. It happens. It happens in basketball, football.
That's right.
You saw the Kentucky basketball team this year win the championship with basically all freshmen. They had that one recruiting class, and it's the same thing in soccer, too.
Yeah, and one of the reasons that the Penguins soccer program has come such a long way, and a huge reason, of course, is Coach Delano, for whom you played last year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you know Delano pretty well. And it's got to have something to do with his recruiting methods, and you know the energy that he brings to the program is undeniable.
Yeah.
And all the students that talk about him and the way they talk about him, they absolutely love the guy and respect his coaching ability and his soccer acumen.
That's the thing. They all respect him, and they know that he obviously knows his soccer and he knows what he's doing. And recruiting-wise, David Mendez, as they go out into the field right now, Kennelly Field, David Mendez was a huge prospect for both Dominican and Sonoma State. And he was basically a big prize, and he was going to be the big prize for those two schools. And John Delano pried him away, because he's from around the area. He's from Windsor, California, about 40 minutes up north from here.
Yeah.
And Dominican basically pried him away from Sonoma.
And that's a good good pride job. Speaking of Mendez, he's out on the midfield line right now. So while I missed him initially, he is out there along with the officials. Vince Apple, Chiarella, Rogelio Ibarra, and Wesley Beecham are NC2A officials. And we are underway.
We are
with
off.
The play-by-play. Here is Jordan Smith.
All right. Thank you, Stu. It's starting off in the middle. Nothing too much, and there's a foul on Pedro Guevara. Number 7, Octay Balut drew the foul. It's just in the middle of the field.
Yeah, Balut's down on a knee, and it's very slow to get up, and we've only been underway for a few seconds.
About 5 seconds right there. Taking their time, Azusa Pacific is. You know, at the beginning of the game, it's so important in soccer just to feel it out. Just to make sure you keep possession, you don't just go running for through balls, just running as fast as you can right out of the gate, because then you're going to be tired. You're going to give away your strategy right away, and the other team is going to pounce on you. Dominican, 3-0 Dominican, will absolutely pounce on anybody that makes mistakes early.
And Pacific's keeping it in the backfield all this time. They've only broken across the plane to midfield once or twice. But by just a few feet as they make their way up now.
Yeah, the speed of the game is a bit slow right now. And honestly, the quality of play from Pacific, it's decent, but they're not really doing too much.
Hard to assess in only a minute and a half.
Yeah, exactly. Jordan Rohde with the throw. Jordan Rohde actually playing right back for probably the first time in his career this year. Last year, he was almost exclusively a forward or right mid. And it basically the two most attacking positions. But this year, John Delano has put him at right back, and he's started every single game for the Penguins at right back. He's done really well. He's done pretty exceptional. And it might surprise some people, too, because an attacking player switching positions in college to defense, it doesn't really happen too often. Because most people have their positions, they're set, they know what they're doing at their position. But Jordan Rohde, he has the speed, and he has the coordination and instincts to be a defender. And that's the most important part about being a defender. So it's just the instincts.
After the Penguins held possession in the backfield for a while, again, it's been mostly Pacifics in the backfield.
Yep.
These big long kicks across the court or across the field, just kind of maintaining control, like you said, still feeling things out.
Mm-hmm.
We're at 42 and a half minutes to go in the first.
And here they come, start to advance a little bit. They got in the middle of the field. Here he comes. A big play. No PK called by the Dominican Penguins. Number 7, Octay Balut was asking for a penalty, but he didn't get it. And now the Penguins can look to counter right now. Pedro's looking up.
Why were they looking for the PK?
Well, it looked like a shove in the back. It looked like a bit of a shove in the back that Balut drew. But the ref just didn't see it that way. And a lot of times, refs are a little scared to call PKs. They really are. They don't want to affect the game too much because that's just not their job. But we'll see. We'll see how the ref plays the rest of this game. It could be interesting. That could change the game a lot, actually.
It was then a steal by Pacific.
Mm-hmm.
But then they got the ball back after some sort of a penalty was called. Talk about that.
Yeah. there was just a little foul. Dominican was trying to counter, couldn't quite do it too much, and Pacific is moving up the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Here comes Corey Vanderpool with the steal, and Colby Mitnick comes in. Colby is so fast. Here comes Guevara. Pacific steals it, and now, again, they just play it through the back, playing with possession, just trying to keep the ball. And most college soccer teams really try to do that. You know, college soccer is such a level above that they really just try to keep possession, try to feel it out like the professionals. But Pacifics are really getting themselves back down into a corner. Not a lot of pressure from Dominican back in this corner. They know that they're all stepped up, but Pacifics have held the ball probably for about 80% of this game. Dominican really needs to look to get the ball. Uh-oh, it's over Corey Vanderpool's head, but he steals the ball back. Very good at that, getting back and taking the ball from the forward. Unfortunately, a poor pass to number four, Jeremy Bishop, the junior of Azusa Pacific. He's got quite a nice head of hair, doesn't he, Stu?
it's a cool look out here. It's a perfect day to have that
big old
much.
Fro, yep. Rhodey goes in hard with the tackle and steals it from Azusa forward. Oh, and a great play by David Mendez to flick it onto Colby Mitnick. He's running down the field. Colby's got great speed.
He brought it up the right side, but then he just sort of lackluster kicked toward the goalkeeper.
He was looking for David Mendez to go in, but the communication was just not there. It was really just them two against four Azusa defenders. Not a lot that they could do there. Colby's got to hold on to it a little bit.
Frankly, those two against four sounds like a fair game.
At least the way this year's been going.
Yeah.
A long ball by Azusa Pacific to the running number four, Jeremy Bishop. Rhodey's getting back, but he's back in the left corner doing moves.
Boy, Rhodey gets a ton of play.
A great saving tackle by Rhodey to steal the ball. And now Chris Senes comes up, center back coming all the way up now to pass it to Colby Mitnick. And he's got Pedro Guevara and David Mendez to help him out. As he sprints down the line, passes it to the middle, but it's blocked by an Azusa Pacific defender, and they're out of it. Pacific has possession again, and they'll probably look to keep that for as long as possible.
It's methodically bringing it up the western sideline.
They're not doing a lot of runs. They're just passing it around, kind of walking around almost. It's weird to see so much walking in a game. The pace is a lot slower than the previous Penguin games, actually.
38-47 to go in the first, fans.
David Mendez puts pressure on the Pacific goalie as he passes it out.
They just cleared things by bringing it up to the
goalie. Not doing a whole lot right now, just passing it around. Pedro's putting pressure on right now, but again, Jeremy Bishop has the ball. He looks to kind of be a central figure in the Pacific attack right now, Jeremy Bishop. Number four with a long head of hair. Oh! Eric Anderson saves the ball. Corey Vanderpool had a save, poked it away. Number 11 of Pacific, Keenan Armbrust, tried to get the one-on-one, but Eric Anderson was lucky enough to run back and grab it as Colby Mitnick fights off the ball. He may actually be a little bit smaller than his defenders, but he's so incredibly strong that he can push them off and hold them off so he can keep possession of the ball.
Anderson, the goalkeeper, is 6'3" at 185. Made a tremendous save.
Yes. He really ran back as fast as he can because it was going in. It was a slow roller trickling in that just got by him, but he had the instincts enough to go back and get that ball.
It was 2-on-1. That could have been real trouble.
Yes. Especially early in this game with Pacific not doing too much. They're really just looking to play long balls.
37.5 to go in the first.
Play it out of the back. And here they are. Jeremy Bishop again in the middle of the field. Tries to play the through ball, but Senes blocks it. And here he is, Senes, passing it back to Eric Anderson, who clears it out. We'll look for David Mendez to put some pressure.
Anderson's a big kid out of Davis, California.
Anderson is a very big kid. Davis is actually my area, and I remember playing Eric in club. He was the goalkeeper for the Davis club team, and obviously he's so talented. Dominican is very lucky to have him. As Pacific gives the ball away to the sideline near us, at Penguin Radio on radio.dominican.edu.
Out of bounds on the western line.
Yep.
Inbounds to Guevara.
And Sam Vela looks to pass it up and just keeps possession, passing it over to Fabian Valdez Mendoza. Now here's Nuri Bonacosta. That's the first time Nuri has touched the ball all game. And that's honestly a travesty because he's a huge part of the Penguins' attack.
A lot of ball to go, though.
Yes.
Could be holding back a little bit just to surprise Azusa.
I think Penguins really need to try to work the ball to the left side of the field where Nuri is, as Swalt makes a great tackle. Tries to sell that it's off of Azusa Pacific, but it is Pacific's ball as number 8, Michael Sahagian, their captain, plays the through ball down the left line. Chris Senis runs over, but Pacific keeps the ball. Number 10, Carlos Garcia, looks to play it in.
Wow.
The flick of the header is saved by Eric Anderson. A fairly easy save, but a great run by number 20, Leonardo Grigg of Pacific.
It was actually a beautiful kick from the corner.
Yeah.
You know, that burst of speed you talked about from Senis was pretty tremendous. That's the first time anybody's really had to kick it up a notch.
Oh, yeah. He really had to go and get that ball there. Pacific is playing nothing but through balls, and Corey and Senis are really working back to get back in those through balls over their head. As Colby fights for the ball, David's in the box, plays it to Gravar. The left-footed shot is saved by the keeper, Joe Galecko. It was a good shot.
Yeah, it was a good shot. Left-footed. He's a right-footed kicker normally, but he's pretty good both ways. He had the shot on goal, but Galecko, diving to his right, was able to save it.
Yeah.
Just in front of the right post.
It was in the corner. It was on target.
Yeah.
But Galecko was there.
And that's Guevara for you, though.
Yeah, Guevara, a couple games ago, I believe against East Bay, had a goal about 25 yards, 28 yards away with his left foot running and just blasted it into the top right corner. Yeah, a sight to see.
Strong left leg.
Pedro Guevara is pretty talented.
He certainly is. He sat out all of last season as there's just some slow ball play toward the Penguins'
Pacific
goal.
Tries to play the through ball on the right sideline, but Chris Senis is there again making plays. Pacific has the ball again. Jeremy Bishop is here. But Guevara steals the ball, and he's looking to counter. Fast footwork from Guevara, plays it up the line, but the Pacific defender is there, and it is a throw-in for Pacific.
You know, Guevara sat all of last season.
He did.
He's not just a kid to sit, or a player that would just sit back. He's certainly not a kid anymore. I think of him when he was one of my students when he was a freshman. But he used that time last season to really focus on the academics of the game.
Yeah.
You know, and just got smarter and smarter. Already one of the most feared players in the conference.
Yeah, in the entire conference.
That's right. And has already gotten professional offers and contracts for post-college play and so forth. So he's a serious force. But he used last year, heads-up guy, to learn as much about the game as he could because he couldn't play.
You know, every single practice, even though he wasn't playing, Guevara was out there juggling, trying to make plays, doing everything he could to get better at soccer. He's just a student. You hear people say that you're a student of the game.
Yeah.
He's absolutely a student of the game. Now, Pacific has a free kick about 40 yards away. They'll look to cross this as there was a foul on Dominican. We have about 33 minutes here in the first half at Kennelly Field. Still 0-0 by Dominican and Pacific. And Pacific will look to get this cross in the box, hopefully get ahead on it. But Dominican is very good in the air. A little bit scary. Chris Senis tried to knock it away, but hit off his foot about 5 yards away from the goal. And it's a corner kick for Azusa Pacific now.
They brought it in from how far beyond the box was that kick?
Beyond the box?
Yeah.
That was about 40, 45 yards away.
Okay, so now the corner kick is set up as deep.
Yes, the kick is sent in. Pacific has the ball. They look to pass it back, keep possession. They have the ball in the middle of the field. And there's a foul on Corey Vanderpool, a late call. I'm not quite sure exactly what happened, but Corey does not look happy. You know, as a center back myself, a lot of times refs will kind of pick on you, and I've noticed that they call fouls on center backs a little bit more than maybe any other position, because center backs have to do everything to stop the ball, and
they're more involved with more plays.
Corey Vanderpool, Chris Senis, they will stop at nothing to make sure the Pacific does not score and the other team does not score, and sometimes it just happens to get a little bit illegal.
Penalty kick with a nice hook on it, but Anderson's right in perfect
right
position.
There. Easy save for Anderson as he throws out to Rohde. Rohde looks down the line, finds Colby Mitnick. Mitnick keeps it on his right foot. His excellent right foot. He can turn so quickly as Nuri Bonacosta finds it in the middle of the field. Gets past the defender. Passes it down the line to David Mendez, who works for the ball. Really working for that ball. It gets it down to the goal line, but Pacific steals it. And Fabian Valdez, as a left back, all the way up to the corner, tries to steal the ball, but it is Azusa Pacific ball. Throw in deep in their corner. Dominicans really got to look to put the pressure on, keep them in that corner.
Cougars are 0-1-0 in conference, and this is the first actual conference game for the Penguins.
It is. It's exciting to get conference going again. You know, these are the important games. You have preseason, but once you get into the conference games, that's when things get exciting.
Pacifics were tapped to be third in the conference this year. Just, you know, the coaches pulled.
Yeah.
And the Penguins were expected to go 12. And here the Penguins come into the first game of the conference play 3-0.
Yeah.
So the guys are pumped. You tell them you guys are expected to go 12, and all of a sudden these guys get a little extra jacked.
Exactly. No foul called on the play. The little hack by Swap in the middle of the field, but Sam Vela gets the ball, and now Sam Vela is all the way at the left sideline trying to get past the defender. Unfortunately, plays it out for a goal kick for Pacific.
Where'd he play it to? Talk about where the ball goes.
Well, you know, he tried to play it down the line and tried to beat his defender down the line. Unfortunately, defender put a nice body on Sam Vela, didn't let him get past, and the ball trickled away on the goal line for the goal kick for Pacific.
29 and a half to go.
The ball's played just past midfield on the goal kick, played over Rohde's head. Number 20, Leonardo Grigg, working for the ball, but Rohde steals it easily, looking to keep possession now. And it's out on Pacific for a Dominican throw-in. Now, Rohde's going to be looking for guys, and they really have to get out of this corner because Pacific has speed. Stu, haven't you seen their forward speed already? Those running headers. They've already been trying to play through balls the entire time.
You know, in the first 15 minutes of the game the ball has been under the control of Azusa, I would say 70% of the time. Now, of course, it's still no score on the board, but there's been a couple more shots on goal for Azusa.
Exactly.
And they've owned the field the whole time, even though the Penguins, when they do get some quality kicks, you know, they're there. And I got to say, I'm totally impressed by Senes as Delano has come up on his feet. He's got his palms to the sky asking the referee is what's going on with the OB. And the Penguins, he wanted the Penguins to get the possession.
Yeah, this is the first time John Delano has been up off his feet off of his chair, and that means that he's mad. John Delano has been thrown out of a few games in his lifetime, and he's not afraid to scream at any ref as number 20, Leonardo Grigg, plays the shot, but Eric Anderson coolly catches it right to him.
Anderson's getting a ton of work because Azusa's really attacking. But back to the thing about Delano, you know, when he does come up and talk, and while he may have been tossed a couple of times along the way, when he says something, it usually matters. He's just not one of those frivolous, whining coaches.
He doesn't just talk to talk.
No, he doesn't just do it. You know, for a second there, I wouldn't want people to think, well, if he's been thrown out, then maybe he's, you know, squawking too much. No, when he comes up, it's because he saw something and it's a legitimate beef. And by the way, there's a gigantic crowd here, out here at Dominican today. The weather is absolutely perfect day for soccer, the first game of the conference, and we're back underway. Here's Jordan.
Yeah, Dominican tried to play it up. They had a few through balls that Nuri Bonacosta tried to play, but Sam Vela went a little too hard into a tackle, and it was a Pacific foul. As, again, Dominican steals the ball right back and gets a foul on Pacific. They will coolly try to keep possession. They really have to try to keep more possession this game. Dominican is always trying to play it slowly up the field, be patient, be composed. But there just hasn't been a lot of that. It's been a lot of through balls. They've kind of played to Pacific's strength, which is through balls played from the back. Pacific steals the ball from the kick of the foul, and Jeremy Bishop is again in the middle with space, gets it back. He has a shot, and it's stopped by Sam Vela. right in front of him. Number 23, Luke Ackerman, gets the ball, and a good slide by Swap as he stays down. He looks hurt. He's grabbing his shoulders. Colby Mitnick goes up and plays the ball down the left field, down the left line to Nuri Bonacosta. He's down in the corner.
Luciano's still down.
Exactly. Swap is still down as Nuri tries to get the ball past number 15, Tanner Akel.
Looks like it might be ribs on Mosciana.
He's just getting up, still on the defensive side of the field. He really looks hurt, either his shoulder or his ribs, trying to wave his arm around. Must be. And the ball is out on Azusa Pacific. On the right side, attacking half for the Dominican Penguins. Colby quickly throws it into Guevara. And what's the call?
No, I think they're going to slow things down for Mosciana.
Okay. Yeah,
so he was down on his knees. He left. The rest of both teams had gone all the way to the southern end of the field. That's the goal that Azusa is defending. And as the Penguins were attacking, Mosciana was left in the way in the backfield back there.
And he's one of their center mids. He's one of their attacking players, but he was still in the back trying to mend to his shoulder.
Coach Blomqvist now is up on his feet, and he's talking to the referee. So both coaches are getting their time talking and arguing the calls with 25:07 to go.
A bit of confusion as Guevara gets it near the goal, plays it to Swap, who has the shot, and the rebound is not there. The Pacific goalie, Joe Galecko, brings it in as he dives to his left side.
Galecko actually got it, bounced off of him, and he stayed with it and played it on the bounce and was able to hold it out
exactly.
of the goal. Boy, that was close.
Guevara was going in hard for the rebound.
He really set him up, too. Set up the shot.
Uh-huh. Great play by Guevara playing Swap number two in the midfield. Swap doesn't have any goals this year, and he is a new addition to the Dominican Penguins. And he's actually 24 years old, a transfer.
A graduate student.
Uh-huh, a transfer from UC Irvine. But he's already been introduced to the starting lineup next to Sam Vela in the center midfield. And from what I've seen in the past Penguin games, and even in this game, he's played exceptionally.
Of course, Vela is one of the veterans for Delano.
Wow, a big shot by number 7, Octe Balut, from about 35 yards away. He really went for the volley, but it calmly goes out on the left side of the goal. Eric Anderson now has a goal kick.
So Mosciana was left, as we mentioned, about 2 minutes ago in the backfield, but then he came up and was part of the 1-2 shot on goal. So was he trying to deke Azusa? I don't think so. He seemed like he really hurt his left shoulder.
Exactly.
But then Guevara was heads up enough to know if Azusa's going to lighten up on anybody, it's going to be on Mosciana, thinking he's hurt. So then he fired out the shot to him right and just at the edge of the box, and Mosciana with a pretty good shot on goal.
Yeah,
just a great save by Galecko.
Guevara had the ball about at the 6-yard box, was about to be double teamed, so had to play the ball to Mosciana. Unfortunately, Galecko did make the nice save as Corey Vanderpool looks to keep possession, plays it with his fellow center back Chris Senes. Sam Vela has a little bit of confusion, thought Jordan Rohde was right behind him. As Sam Vela tries to get back, has a bit of a cleats up tackle that may have been a little bit dangerous.
Vela came flying in from midfield toward the sideline on the western end and came just sliding. And that was heads up. I mean, that was tremendous effort on the part of Sam Vela.
It really was. And Sam Vela is known to have a few yellow cards in his time. He's gotten a few.
Just from aggressive play.
Exactly. It's never completely dirty. But he's one of the more aggressive Penguins. And the Azusa free kick is nothing to be afraid of. Eric Anderson lets it go over everyone's head.
It's very deep, way past the goal and past everybody who was going to try to bank it in.
Another goal kick for the Dominican Penguins. You know, we keep saying they have to keep possession, but Azusa keeps having the ball almost the entire game.
Yeah.
It causes Vela to have to go back and make those slides. They try to play Colby Mitnick on the right sideline, and he'll look to go against number 10. Try to get around him, but number 10, Carlos Garcia Partida, steals the ball from Colby Mitnick. The Dominican Penguins have the ball again. Vela, in the middle of the field, looks to play someone. tries to play David Mendez, but the defender is there, and Azusa Pacific has the ball.
It's another steal by Azusa.
Another
you know,
steal.
All of this, the Azusa having the ball so much of the time puts more pressure on the Penguins when they finally do work it down
it does.
To the scoring end. And then they have to make that much more out of it when they're so, you know, when they have the ball so much less of the time.
Nery Bonacosta tries to go up the left sideline, but it's again stolen by Azusa Pacific. He went into a double team, tried to play it, but they really stepped up on him.
So while people may think, well, possession, who cares, because the score is still 0-0. No, it means a huge difference.
Yeah.
Because whoever has the ball more often has an easier way with it. They can work the ball up, they get a much better feel for the field, and as a consequence, they get more shots on goal. Even if the score is tied, it really doesn't, you know, it doesn't really tell the whole story.
Yeah, they're controlling the game. And
that's right.
It also matters because Dominican looks rushed on offense. It seems like every time they have the ball, they try to make something of it really, really fast because they know they probably might lose the ball soon. So they're really rushing themselves. Number 12, Kevin Yang, and number 14, Kieran Kelly, looking to go in for Azusa Pacific on the sidelines right now as Azusa Pacific plays it up the right sideline. They look for the cross, and they get the cross in, but Dominican calmly plays it out, the cross. And Kobe Mitnick has a two-on-one right now. He tries to play it out. The number 15 is reaching out his arm, and Kobe Mitnick plays it wide right on the shot. A really great opportunity for Dominican right there. Almost, I don't want to say wasted, but they just had a two-on-one with Kobe Mitnick and Pedro, and they got nothing of it.
Well, you know, that was the first legitimate shot on goal, the
it
first
was.
Real opportunity. There's been a couple of other, you know, semi-opportunities,
yeah.
but not a golden shot like that, and he didn't miss it by much. We
no.
have subs. Kevin Yang is in for Leonardo Grigg, and Kieran Kelly is in for Luke Ackerman.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for Azusa, the first subs of today's game.
First subs, about 19 and a half minutes left in the first half. Guevara in the middle of the field fights for the ball, really fighting for the ball, and earns the foul drawn by Pedro Guevara.
Yeah, that
they
was
play it fast.
It's going to be against Garcia Partida.
Dominican looks to play the free kick fast, and Nuri goes all the way down the left sideline, takes the ball, a great play by Nuri, and Fabian gets the ball, tries to play it into Pedro. They get it to swap right now. He has the shot. Oh, and it's just left. A good shot by Muswina right now. Dominican is looking a little bit better in these past 5 minutes. They've had a few opportunities right now. Azusa Pacific has the goal kick again, and they will look to keep possession. Dominican is playing a little bit back. I see their back line is dropping a little bit more than usual. I think they might be weary of all of the through balls and all the speed that the forwards of the Azusa Pacific that they have, because I think their speed has really been affecting them.
Cougars have been extremely mm-hmm. aggressive so far today, and they're very fast, as you mentioned.
Yeah, those through balls.
Hanging onto the ball as much as, I'd still say they're around 70% of the game so far.
Yeah.
With 18 minutes to go.
It's still basically being controlled by Pacific. Jeremy Bishop plays it in the middle of the field. Guevara tries to come back, steal the ball, makes the tackle, gets a little bit of the ball, but it's called a foul on Pedro, and Azusa Pacific will have a free kick just in front of the half-field line. And they play it fast, calmly, to the right back, who holds the ball, and he really is just looking right now, looking for runs, looking for movement. Azusa Pacific not getting a lot of movement, but they're still keeping the ball, and they're still managing to hold Dominican off and just not give them any opportunities at all.
Coach Blomqvist is insisting to the Azusa players, keep passing, keep moving the ball. You know, and that just keeps the Penguins on their toes. The Penguins are never going to get into a rhythm if Azusa just keeps moving the ball as much as they are.
Exactly.
And they're such quick moves.
And again, Dominican had a throw-in, but Azusa Pacific steals the ball so fast. Rohde clears it out, and Nuri might have an opportunity right now. Kobe Mitnick is streaking down the line. He gets played the ball, but it's stopped by an Azusa Pacific defender, and they have the ball again. Another missed opportunity by the Dominican Penguins as Azusa Pacific looks to play up the right sideline, but Chris Senes is there for the steal. and he clears it out about to the midway line. No Dominican forwards competing for that at all. As Azusa Pacific again steals the ball, and they just keep holding Dominican off from the ball, and they won't let them have any possession right now. Fabian Valdez had the ball, but got it stolen from Pacific as they are about 25 yards away from the goal, have a forward on the outside of the 18, cleared away by Valdez. Pacific steals the ball again on the clear. Jeremy Bishop is looking really good in the middle of the field, controlling things for Pacific as he tries to keep possession. Looks to play the ball in the middle of the field. Corey Vanderpool steps up on the forward and tries to clear the ball out. Finally gets it to Swap, who calmly plays it and keeps possession. Playing it to David Mendez. He turns and looks to play it forward. Was a little bit late on the Colby Mitnick pass, and Colby Mitnick is caught off sides. Colby was trying to make that run right up the right sideline. David didn't have an angle to play it, so Colby kept making the run, but unfortunately was caught off sides at the end when David actually played him. And Azusa Pacific has the ball again. Sam Vela tries for the crazy, magnificent slide, unfortunately comes up with nothing but turf. As Pacific plays it in the middle of the field, they're really switching the field well right now as number 10, Carlos Garcia Partida, has it on the left side. He's working to number 7. They have the shot, they don't take it. And again, Azusa Pacific will play it out, keep possession. They might look for the cross as Azusa Pacific has numbers. They have a lot of people about at the 18-yard box. Corey Vanderpool and Chris Sennis are doing a good job of keeping them just at the 18, not letting them get any deeper. It's so important for the center backs to keep talking to their defenders and keep talking, make sure they're all aligned. As Pacific has about a 35-yard bullet that missed by maybe 25 yards. Nothing too scary right now for Eric Anderson of Davis, California. He has a goal kick right now, and Dominican will try to keep the ball. About 14 minutes left in this half. Pedro Guevara looks up the field, tries to play the through ball to Colby Mitnick. Unfortunately, it didn't get through. Pacific has the ball again with their defense, playing it out of the back once again. Colby Mitnick keeps making that down-the-line run, but they really haven't been able to get it to him except that one time. And that was really the Dominican's best option for scoring. So I really think they have to keep trying to get it to Mitnick down that right sideline. Pacific keeps the ball, playing it in the middle of the field. Chris Sennis, center back, all the way up trying to make the tackle. But Fabian Valdez gets the through ball played by Pacific, plays it Eric Anderson, and we're out. David Mendez putting the pressure on the Azusa Pacific back. Mendez is so good at just working, keeping that pressure, and he gets the ball. What a great fight by Mendez. Gets the ball back from the through ball by Sam Vela. Plays off his head, looking to use speed. Plays in the middle of the field. It's deflected off for a corner kick. And this is Dominican's first corner kick of the day. And now we see the three big guys of the Dominican Penguins, Chris Sennis, Corey Vanderpool, and Jordan Rohde, all of their defense going up for this header. Dominican is one of the best colleges I've seen in the air. They really have talent. Sennis, Vanderpool, Mendez, all of them are big guys and all of them can get up. The corner by Pedro is in. It's a good one, but it's cleared out. Swap plays it in again with his head, and Azusa Pacific has the ball and they try to play it out. Now number 12, Kevin Yang, the new substitution, comes in. He keeps the ball for Pacific and they look to counter fast. Yang has the ball again on the right side. He looks for the shot and it's right to Eric Anderson. A bullet. Unfortunately for Yang, it was right to Anderson.
Man, that was one crazy shot on goal.
It was.
So much behind it. Yang's got the fresh legs, too, with 12:08
exactly.
to go in the first. And the great save by the Davis kid.
Yeah, that Davis kid, Eric Anderson, he really is something.
Nice big target, too, at 185
exactly.
and 6'3".
Yeah, he's a big guy, especially in college. Goalies have to be big or else you're just going to get eaten up. A great through ball by Pacific, and Pacific scores on the through ball. They got it past the defense. Number 7, Otte Bulut, made the run right in the middle of Senis and Vanderpool and easily played it to the near post from about 12 yards away. Anderson could do nothing about it. Unfortunate for the Dominican Penguins.
He unloaded a rocket from the right side of the box, and Anderson was, you know, he was there. He was in good position, but it just left too much of the goal open. It was a 3-on-3, and Bulut let it fly. 1-0.
1-0 Pacific. That was a great run by Bulut. He really managed to time it right. He got the pass. It was a great through ball. Dominican has to recover somehow. They try to keep possession. Rohde has it on the right sideline now. Gets past one defender and plays it to Swap. Swap's looking up. Has it with Bonacosta right now. Bonacosta also looking up. He and Swap are really playing well together. Mendez makes a nice curling run. Has it on the left side of the box, but gets it stolen. And Pacific gets it out. Unfortunately for them, it was right to Colby Mitnick. Now Nuri has it again. The ref is getting in the way a little bit, but Nuri gets it right past the defender. And his through ball to Colby Mitnick is a little bit behind. Pacific has the ball again on the left side. Their left back right now. Number 20, Leonardo Grigg. Or I'm sorry, my mistake. Number 10, Carlos Garcia Partida.
That's interesting, Jordan, that Bulut, who just scored the goal, is scheduled to be replaced by Steven Shikari. Coming up here in just a moment.
All right.
At the next break with 10:37 to go, 1-0 Azusa.
Well, you know, even though he scored, he's been working hard all day. He's been making every run. Forwards get tired. You know, it's everybody wants the forwards job and just all the glory, but forwards really do have to make a lot of runs and they get tired. As Valdez plays the through ball, tries to play the through ball to Pedro, but it is stolen by Pacific on the left sideline. And they will try to bring it up again. They will either try to keep possession or go for the quick counter. Corey Vanderpool steps up hard and has to get back as Pacific kept the ball. He stopped a big attack right there, but he didn't exactly stop it. He actually just delayed it.
Slammed into Bishop right at midfield.
Pedro gets back to try to help on defense as Pacific tries to get in. There's a hack of some sort. Pacific went into about 5 Dominican defenders, came out on the ground, and there's a foul on Dominican. This ball is about 30 yards away from the goal in a bit of a dangerous area for Dominican. Pacific will look to try to get ahead on it, and he might just shoot it. The ball is played in for the head.
Ooh.
Oh, and it's offsides, actually. A very, very close play. Number 16, I believe, Riley Alcoast, their center defender, came in hard, but it was unfortunately he was offsides and the ref made the call. It is now just a free kick for Eric Anderson of the Dominican Penguins. A poor free kick from Anderson, a rare shank, hits that off the side of his foot, and it is again Pacific throw-in.
So for the Dominicans, Joshua Godoy is going to come in for Vela.
Vela gets a little break right now.
And as I mentioned before, Shikari in for Bulut. And we're back underway.
And we are back underway. David puts the pressure on the Pacific back and as they play it around. The Dominican defenders, I see them really talking to each other right now. They're really in communication. They're staying aligned. They have to keep that communication up the entire time because Pacific and their through balls and their deep, deep runs through the middle of the defense, it's been piercing to them, and they have to keep communication going. That's the only way you can stop it. Pacific still has possession. They're playing it through the back. Center back number 21, Hiroshi Metzger. He's also got a nice head of hair on him.
What's the focus on the hair thing today? You're talking about Bishop and Nemetsky.
You know, I think soccer players probably have the best haircuts in all of sports.
Okay, I wouldn't argue that.
Puyol of Barcelona and Spain.
There you go.
His hair is so long, down to his stomach. As Colby Mitnick gets the through ball, he tries to steal the ball and get the But unfortunately, number 10, Carlos Garcia, steals the ball from Colby Mitnick down at the right side of the goal line, deep in Pacific territory.
It's another one of those situations where Azusa is able to steal it away as soon as the Penguins start some sort of a little bit of momentum.
They tried to get the ball to Mitnick as Godoy works against 22, the new substitution, Josh Godoy, number 13 from, we have him from Novato, nearby Novato, actually, as Pacific plays it through the middle of the field. They're about 35 yards away from the goal, trying to keep possession on the Dominican side of the field. The Dominican has to step up right now. They are a little lackluster with their pressure, and they really need to, they have to get the ball back.
Yeah, I think that Azusa's really playing their game, and the Penguins are trying to establish a rhythm here.
Absolutely. Dominican really tries to keep the pressure up and keep possession the entire game. That's how they're trying to play the entire game.
The fact of the matter is the Penguins are showing how good they are by the fact that it's only 1-0 when Azusa's owned it.
It's poked away. David Mendez has a one-on-one, plays the ball, and it's just wide, right.
One-on-one, and he had a clean shot.
He had a one-on-one with the goalie.
Galecko had come way out of the box, and now Galecko's arguing, but it didn't go in. I don't know what he's barking. Oh, he's barking at his own players.
Oh, I believe that it was, it's called a corner kick, actually. I guess Galecko got a piece of that ball. From our angle, it's tough to see, but David Mendez had that one-on-one. A great hustle play by Mendez. Cut it back to beat the defender. Pedro plays the corner kick in. A short corner. And the Azusa Pacific defender gets up, plays it out. And they will try to keep possession. Dominican, they have to get better on their attacks. I think keep playing Colby Mitnick. And his speed, hopefully, will do something against the Pacific defenders. They move up the field. They keep going. Number 14, Kieran Kelly, has a shot. It's blocked by a Dominican defender.
Senes' neck got in the way.
But Azusa Pacific again has the ball.
You just mentioned keep Mitnick in there. Well, in fact, Carl Fitzgerald, the 6-foot sophomore out of Riverside, scheduled to take Mitnick's place here in a moment with 4:47 to go in the first. Lots of women are coming up next, fans, and then tonight is volleyball.
Volleyball. Yeah. Get some Dominican volleyball in there. Always
7
exciting.
7 o'clock is a side out. But
I'll
for
be
now,
there.
Yeah, you will. Both of us will be there on the air, in fact. It's a full day of Dominican athletics on Penguin Radio.
Oh, yeah. Pacific has the ball again. They try to play it through the back. David Mendez almost takes the ball, but just barely a handball. He probably got that with his upper bicep. That was about as close of a handball as possible. But I really do think it was a handball. Pacific has the ball now. They play it calmly through the back.
It's something about the handball. When it's inadvertent and it has absolutely no bearing on anything, sometimes I wish they wouldn't call it. Now, I know that they don't, in fact, a lot of times. But as long as it's inadvertent, it's never bothered me that much.
Well, every ref seems to have a different rule on handballs. Every ref is different. Some of them call it so strictly when it really is inconsequential.
Yeah.
And some of them, it's so blatant that the player is controlling it with their hand, but they still say it was inadvertent.
I would be the guy, if I were a ref, I'd be the guy who goes easy on it if they didn't mean to do it. But if they did mean to do it, I'd be all over them.
You know, I've actually been a ref for now six, almost 7 years. And me personally, I hate handball calls. I will let I wouldn't say almost anything, but anything close, I will let go handball-wise.
Here's the sub for Mitnick. Carl Fitzgerald out of Riverside will be taking his place, and Mitnick is coming in, and Mitnick is going to head to the bench just for a well-deserved breather.
Yeah, Mitnick has really been working hard. It's just for the last 3 minutes of this half to get him a breather. And Carl Fitzgerald, he has speed. He doesn't have Colby speed, but Carl has a great touch, and he has speed, and he can go with his right foot on the right side. They put him at right forward right now. Hopefully getting speed, getting possession. Carl's great at keeping possession.
Penguins actually have a run now across midfield.
Right now, Pedro tries to play it to Nuri, but it is cleared out of the back by the goalie, Galecko. Senes gets the header, and Pacific has the ball off of the header. Jeremy Bishop looks to play it up, streaking up the field, and then plays it back as Pedro gets back to defend.
Kennelly Field here at Dominican University of California, the site of today's soccer matches. Women coming up at 4 o'clock. Right now it's the guys, the very first conference games, and the first broadcast from Kennelly Field ever.
Exciting, exciting stuff. Chris Sennett steals the ball, tries to play the through ball. Carl looks for the through ball. It's stopped by a Pacific defender as Mendez, again, has to pressure all of these Pacific defenders. He's really been working hard back there to try to get something going. And he had something going. That's why he almost got that one-on-one goal, is because he was putting pressure on. And he has to keep doing that, because if he stops or if he gives a lackluster effort, I don't see Dominican getting the ball ever in this game.
Yeah, still, with only a buck and a half to go in the first half of today's men's game, it has been almost all Azusa Pacific as far as the possession arrow is concerned, and of course it's 1-0. But here's Guevara with it.
He plays swap and gets it stolen. Ooh. And it is a foul on Dominican going north now with Pacific. They play it fast and they look to go fast, play the through ball, but Rohde is right there with the calm clear. Mendez working hard and gets the ball to Godoy. Godoy plays it to the left to Fabian Valdez Mendoza.
I know Shiokari was just about midfield, and Mendez was coming at him 100 miles an hour, and Shiokari ducked out of the way because he was about to take a mouthful.
Yeah, Mendez really working hard for those headers. He has to. He's the only one in the center up top for Dominican, and he has to go against big defenders every single day against these college players. Valdez with a good tackle up to Senes, who plays it to Carl, who keeps possession with Swap, who now plays it to Rohde on the right side, gets it back to Swap.
I think Swap's left shoulder is still hurting. The way he's gingerly running with it, he's kind of holding it up every once in a while. Yeah, see, like his left arm right now.
Yeah, yeah, I see. Ooh. It. A big tackle by number 11, Keenan Armbrust of Pacific. And Corey Vanderpool is down. And that is the half for Dominican soccer.
That's the end of the first half.
Azusa Pacific up 1-0 right now for that first half. Dominican didn't have a lot of possession. They just couldn't quite get a rhythm that entire half.
Yeah, you're right. Right out of the gate, Azusa established the momentum of the game, the way the game was going to go, and they played the first half. I think they played their game, and the Penguins were trying to catch up, to establish a presence, and they really couldn't get a solid feel. Penguins look pretty good, I got to say. 3-0 before coming into today's game, whereas Azusa Pacific is 2-2-1 and 0-1 in conference play. As both teams have exited the field, we have 15 minutes of halftime. But the fact of the matter is the Penguins have been on defense literally and figuratively, in that Azusa has kind of owned the flow of the game.
Yeah, it's been on the Dominican defensive side almost the entire game, as their defenders have to sit back and just watch Pacific play the ball around, keep possession. All they're doing is just waiting and waiting, and then they have those very speedy forwards make those fast runs through the middle of the field, and their through balls have been excellent.
Yeah.
Their through balls have been on point, and that's how they've been able to get so many opportunities. They've had headers, they've had crosses, and they had that one goal from a through ball by a perfectly timed run. Pacific is really, really looking good this half.
They really do. The first half, they owned it. This is the PacWest opener between the Penguins and the Cougars from Azusa Pacific University. Kennelly Field at John F. Allen Athletics Complex, Dominican University of California. Stuart Horn and Jordan Smith, your DU broadcasters, for today's action. We'll be back in about 10 minutes to get things set up for the second half. You are listening to radio.dominican.edu. An absolutely perfect day for soccer. Stuart Horn and Jordan Smith with you for the second half of today's men's game. Of course, the ladies are scheduled to go off at 4 o'clock and then 7 o'clock side out tonight. Gail Stammers, Lady Penguins volleyball squad from the Conlin Center. We'll have it for you live right here on Penguin Radio just a few seconds before the second half gets underway. 1-0 Azusa Pacific, the Cougars, on today's opening day of conference play for the Penguins. The Cougars have, let's see, they have played so far one game in conference that they lost. So they're looking to get things level, as the Penguins will be attacking the southern goal here at Kennelly Field at John F. Allen Sports Complex at Dominican University of California. And we are underway with the play-by-play. Here is my trusty sidekick, Jordan Smith.
Thank you, Stu. Dominican starts with the ball in the second half. They had the kickoff, and they look to play it through the back. Try to do what Pacific did in the first half, and that's just keep possession and keep the pressure up. And they are doing it at the moment, keeping possession, playing it through the back. Corey Vanderpool and Chris Sennis playing the ball to each other, the two center backs right now playing it back and forth, using Swap Mushiana back there. And they try to play the ball far down the field to a running Colby Mitnick on the right side, calmly taken by number 10, Carlos Garcia, who keeps possession for Pacific. Now they play it back to the keeper. Misses the trap, actually. a little brain fart by the keeper of Pacific. Luckily, the ball wasn't going too fast, and he has possession again.
Yeah, he looked up right at the last instant, didn't he?
He did. Colby Mitnick fires down the field, and a great tackle by number 8, their captain, Michael Sahajian. Basically a goal-saving tackle by the Azusa Pacific defender, because Colby Mitnick was running down the field. He was really booking it down the field, and he had the split of the two defenders if that tackle wasn't made by the Pacific defender. Pacific has possession now, and they, like they've been doing, play it out of the back, and they try to play the long through ball up the field. Corey Vanderbilt can't quite get a good touch on it at midfield, and it falls to a Pacific midfielder. They have possession now. They look to go up. Number 3, Garrett Merguth, their right back, runs up the line, is at the attacking field, but Chris Sennis heads it out. And number 8, their captain, plays the ball. Number 23, Azusa Pacific, has a shot. Luke Ackerman had a great shot and a great look at goal. Luckily, Eric Anderson made a fantastic save to his right, pushes the ball over the goal, and Pacific has a corner. That was a great play by Pacific. They really played it around. They played it wide. They played it back to the middle like they really should be doing. The ball is in again, and it's headed out by Chris Sennis. Pacific is making some great runs early in this second half. It's only been 3 minutes, and they've already had an opportunity, and a great opportunity too. It's on the right sideline right now for Pacific. They have to play it back, because Colby Mitnick puts great pressure, and it's all the way back at the Pacific keeper now. They will try to get it back up, but that save by Eric Anderson, a great reactionary save. Those are always tough. They might be fairly near you, but that ball is going so fast, and he really had to put his hands up very quickly to make that save, because the shot was only from about 15 yards away on the right side of the box. Eric Anderson with a great save for the Dominican Penguins.
Yeah, and it was a strong shot and a clear shot, nobody in between. So it was just one-on-one, and Anderson, as you say, instinctively threw the hands up and just was able to knock it away over the top of the crossbar.
Azusa Pacific marches down the field now. They're in the middle of the field. Number 7, Octave Balut, the goal scorer, plays it to Luke Ackerman, and they have it down the left sideline. The cross is in, and Sam Vela heads it out of bounds away from the trouble.
It's a good play by Vela just to clear things and slow things down. Azusa Pacific, just like in the first half, really has the momentum. They've already had that one strong shot on goal, and now they've owned it again here in the second half.
And they're going in from the left side. They have a shot, and it's over the goal. The shooter, I believe, was Jeremy Bishop, and he tried to play it past, basically just with pure force.
Yeah, he tried to pound it in there. You're right, left-footed, too. Kicked it as hard as he could, just a little bit high.
Eric Anderson didn't have to do anything on that save, just went right over the goal. But Pacific, with another opportunity, they went right in from the left side of the 18-yard box, and they passed it in into the middle. A great play when you're going in from the side of the of that 18-yard box. Always try to play it in the middle, because there will usually be a trailer on your team ready for that shot somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, that's a good point. 12 shots on goal taken by Azusa against only 5 of the Penguins.
And that's what we were talking about in the first half. You said about 70% possession.
Yeah.
It's been about that. As Colby Mitnick tries to play a through ball to David Mendez, it's a little bit long.
Let me ask you a question, Jordan. As this half, the Penguins are playing with the wind. That is, the wind is coming from the south, and the Penguins are attacking the northern goal. Does it affect a team significantly? I mean, the wind is up at about 8 miles an hour right now. It's substantial.
It really does.
Yeah, it's got to.
You always want the wind at your back, because if it's to your front, every single ball that you play in the air is just going to stop and just halt in the middle of the air. And you really can't get much going with through balls or anything really in the air.
The long call from the backfield, or the long shot from the backfield, just to bring it up, mm-hmm. oftentimes will die in the wind when it's in your face.
Yeah, clearances are supposed to go past the half line, and they barely make it to the half line sometimes if the wind is right at your face. Luckily, Dominican has the wind at their backs for this half. They'll be looking to make that opportunity count.
And with that 12-5 shot on goal differential, the Penguins, while they're playing well, are lucky to be only down 1-0.
Exactly. A Pacific has it on the right side of the 18-yard box. Ooh. A great shot off of Eric Anderson, number 10. Carlos Garcia Partida tried to get the rebound, was very, very close, and just missed wide left.
Yeah, Balut shot it from the right side and then back over to Partida. Garcia Partida. And between those two, just like you said, Jordan, the shot by Balut missed, but Partida was right there to follow it up, exactly like you said.
Partida came running hard down the left sideline for that rebound. It's always important to work for rebounds off of shots, because anything could happen with a shot.
That's right.
Pacific has the ball outside the 18-yard box. They look to try to get something going. Play it over to Octay Balut. He has on the right side. The pass is in, but the shot is off target. Pacific again has possession, and they look to get something going. On the left side of the 18-yard box, Rohde steals the ball from Bishop and plays it out of bounds to get away from the trouble. Pacific is really giving Dominican everything they can handle right now on the defensive end.
The 6'1" freshman, Keenan Armbrust, was right in front of the goal. Is that, you know, all the players were there. There was a total scrum right in front of the goal. And that's one of those things you were talking about, where the ball can just go anywhere. You just want to try and get yourself in position in case it finds you.
You know, there's the old saying, it's Wayne Gretzky and Michael Jordan, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. And in soccer, if you take shots, anything can happen. I've seen some goalies score on the opposite side of the field.
Sure.
Anything can really happen.
One-on-one.
Pacific takes the ball, but Chris Senes is there for the great tackle, has a sliding tackle to steal the ball. Unfortunately, Pacific gets the ball. Eric Anderson dives to his right. Number 11,
Armbrust
Keenan
again.
Armbrust again has the left-footed shot, but Anderson has the nice sliding dive to his right, fixes himself, and gets the drop kick all the way out of trouble. That's about an 80, maybe a 70-yard drop kick. That's really, really far. Eric Anderson has got himself quite a boot.
And there's one of the examples of when you have the wind with you, It's way over the midfield line, and when you're into the wind, it kills it right just short of it.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. That wind is already affecting the game, like you said. Pacific pushes it down the left sideline, trying to get some attack. Corey Vanderpool has to make the tackle coming over, and the ref is stopping the game because Corey Vanderpool went in a little bit late on that tackle, and he deserves a yellow card for that.
And he got it.
The referee is giving him a yellow card as he walks away. And this is about 25 yards away from the goal at a dangerous position, too. Corey Vanderpool really couldn't do too much on that play other than foul him. He went in a little late, he got over a little bit late, and those speedy forwards, again, make the difference. The forward got there before the Dominican defender, and forced himself a foul.
While we're waiting for the sidekick, fans, don't forget this broadcast will be podcast and saved on the Penguin Radio website, so you can listen to it over and over and download it and save it and listen and love it as much as you want. Here's Jordan.
You know, I might just do that tonight, Stu.
Okay. Me too.
The Pacific Cross is calmly cleared out by Dominican, and they lose the ball, and now it is a Dominican throw-in on the right side on the defensive half.
Yeah, that's a good point. It was calmly because that was a dangerous position. Dominican had themselves in with the crossing from the sideline at about 25 yards, and that could have been very troublesome, but they handled it without too much anxiety.
With ease, as Pedro Guevara on the right side handles the ball, gets hacked a little bit, falls to the ground, and gets the foul call finally. And Colby Mitnick plays the quick free kick to Jordan Rohde. They look to keep possession. Sam Vela plays a ball a little bit soft, and it's stolen by Pacific. David Mendez works back to put the pressure on Bishop, but he plays it over to number three, Garrett Mergruth, their right back. Looks to keep possession, Pacific does. And number 23, Luke Ackerman, makes a great turn on Fabian, puts the cross in. Rohde is there for the header out, and he plays it out of bounds on the right sideline for a throw-in deep in the corner, deep in the Dominican defensive corner.
That was a great save by Rohde with the header. That could have been real trouble.
Yeah, Jordan Rohde came over very fast, a great shift over to come and help his center backs and the rest of his defenders.
Right in front of the open goal, too. And he's such a big, tall guy, and when he jumps up 2 or 3 feet in the air, it makes all the difference in the world. He's able to clear things out just by the size of his body.
And, you know, I hate to bring up the hair again, but Jordan Rohde has himself a big old bush. Number 8 with the shot. It's off of Eric Anderson. Rohde has to try to clear it out, and it's out for a goal kick. A big shot by Michael Sahajian right to Eric Anderson, but it was such a bullet. Anderson had to get down very fast. There was a rebound opportunity. Luckily, Rohde was there to clear it out, and it went off of Pacific for a goal kick.
I cannot imagine how Anderson saved that shot. And you were talking about Rohde's hair. No, not Rohde's hair. You were talking about Mendoza's hair. No, it wasn't Mendoza. It was Bishop.
Rohde's hair.
Oh, I thought you meant Bishop's big old
Both.
Fro. But Bishop, the one thing about his hair, and we won't stay on it all day, but but you can pick the guy out a mile away.
It's always crazy. Number 23 plays the ball up on the left sideline. Pacific has the ball, but it's stolen away by the Dominican defenders as they try to get it back. Colby Mitnick tries to get the flick of the head, but it's right to a Pacific defender. Dominicans really putting the pressure on these Dominican Pacific defenders right now, and it's working too because Pacific can't quite get the ball away. Mendez steals the ball. He has Musiana and Nuri Bonacosta on the left side. Acosta back to Mendez in the middle. Mendez looking for something to Pedro in the middle. Stopped by the Pacific defenders. As Nuri gets a great tackle and saves the ball on the left sideline. Tries to make the cut on the Pacific defenders. Gets the ball back. Plays the ball in the middle. And it's cleared away by the Pacific defenders. Vela has the ball to Minnick. Down the right side. Has the shot. Oh. And it's just left of the post.
That was a quality shot on goal, though, and that's exactly what the Penguins are looking for.
They really, really worked that around the box. Nuri, David, everyone worked very, very well together to try to get the play and be patient, not to rush the shot. And they earned themselves a corner as that ball was deflected off. Colby's shot was deflected, and Pedro has a corner right now on the left side of the goal.
The second half, and maybe because it's downwind, as Guevara comes in from the corner.
The ball is in. Rohde has a head, and it's wide right. Not a strong head, but there is just such a scrum in there. It's so tough with so many big bodies.
And I think the wind may have affected that a little bit as it's starting to blow. And here's the difference. It's switched. It's coming in from the northeast now. You see it's coming in our faces here as we're on the western side, where it was clearly blowing dead north earlier. And now it's almost reversed.
In soccer, you always want to have the wind at your back in the first half because that is when the wind is guaranteed to help you because you know it's there. The second half, like we're witnessing right now, could everything could
yeah.
change.
Late in the day, that's what happens out here in San Rafael.
Musiana tries to play the through ball to the middle. Minnick runs forward.
All
has,
alone.
Has an open goal. But the Pacific defenders get back. The entire Dominican bench is up looking for something, looking for a foul or at least anything.
Goletko had come out to the edge of the box and had fallen down, and it was all alone. And I don't know, it wasn't Guevara, but it was one of the
Mitnick.
Penguins. Mitnick had it. And just at the edge of the box, and then there was a big tackle, and it looked like Mitnick wanted the call with the hand up, but he didn't get it.
Yeah, Mitnick really used his speed on that run, a crazy run right through the middle, got there before the keeper, but unfortunately the Pacific defenders all got back in time and were able to make the tackle and stop the open goal opportunity because there was no goalie in there, and really a great opportunity for the Penguins. Luckily, they have a corner right now to try to make up for it.
Nothing's going to make up for that. A wide open with Goletko all the way out and lying down on the field.
The cross from Musiana, a little short. Oh. And Vanderpool on the back post misses the trap, gets it before it goes out, makes the cut, has the left-footed cross in. It's a good cross, but it's off of Mendez's chest, out of bounds for a goal kick.
Substitutions for Azusa Pacific. Kevin Yang's going to re-enter the game in place of Leonardo Grigg. Shiokari back in there now in place of Luke Akerman. And Kieran Kelly in place of Armbrust. Armbrust got a lot of action, a lot of airtime here in the second half already.
Yeah, he really did. It's played to Pedro, who plays the through ball to David. Mitnick was back in the middle, making the hard run behind David Mendez, but it was stolen by the Pacific defenders as they look to counter right now. They're in the middle of the field, trying to keep possession, because Dominican has really controlled the last about 10 minutes of this game.
Yeah, I think that Guevara and Mendez are really going to have to lift the team up on their shoulders. You know, it's a pretty good 1-2 combo there. And you just saw it in the backcourt or in the backfield. And those two guys are going to have to get something going. It's still only 1-0 inside of 29 minutes in the second half.
Pacific has the ball about 25 yards away. They play it over to Balut on the right side of the 18-yard box. It's in the middle right now. All the Dominican defenders are back trying to make the tackle. They're on the right side of the sideline. And Chris Ennis makes a great tackle, so patient with his defending, waiting for the defender to make his move before he actually makes the tackle. It's stolen back by Pacific on the left side. And there is a foul on Dominican. A little bit of a scrum. Both players from Pacific and Dominican fell. And it's looking like Fabian Valdez might be a little hurt. He's very slow to get up. They called the foul on him, but he's the one that's very slow to get up.
He got tied in there with Garrett Mergruth.
It really just tied in, kind of a knot in there, and it's so tough to get that ball. The cross is in from the free kick, and Corey Vanderpool has the head. It's not a good one. And luckily, Eric Anderson is right there for the stop.
Yang got tied up with Anderson, and that could have gone either way. Luckily for the Penguins, Yang hit the deck.
I believe, actually, the call was made for offsides. The Pacific forward was called offside, so no goal either way.
Huge crowd here to witness this game. Opening day of conference play where the Penguins come in and preseason 3-0. Gigantic crowd.
Pacific tries to go right down the middle of the field. They're about 25 yards away, playing it around, trying outside of that 18-yard box. It's played beautifully through the middle to Bishop, who's inside the 18-yard box. Right now, it's right on the right side. Their Pacific is probing, just being patient, looking for something, while Dominican has to be on their heels right now. It completely in defense mode. Rhodey gets pushed off a little bit. It's there for the shot. And it's just wide right and a little high. That shot was about 16, 18 yards away. And he had a good look, too.
Yang with the shot on goal there.
He really
the left side of the box.
he really had to try to force that shot and make it quickly because the Dominican defenders were on top of the pressure on that shot. They really not letting Pacific get any space. Musiana makes a good tackle in the middle and plays it out to Nuri. Fabian Valdez making a hard run around to the left side. Nuri plays in the ball. That fast turf makes such a difference right now with those through balls, and it is out for the goal kick. I really do think on a grass field, that's easily scooped up by Valdez Mendoza. But on this turf field, on this synthetic grass, the speed of play is so fast, and every through ball really does go just speeding down, especially if it's played on the ground. It's like the turf does nothing to stop the speed of the ball. It just keeps going and keeps going. Nuri makes a nice flick header onto David Mendez, but he's the only one up there. Musiana keeps it in on the left sideline just barely. David Mendez tries to make a move, gets it stolen by the Pacific defenders, and they will play out on the right side looking to keep possession. Nuri Bonacosta making great pressure, trying to get back, and it's a bad pass by the Pacific defenders. Vela's got a man, he's got to go, and it's out to Fabian Valdez Mendoza, who plays it to Nuri Bonacosta. Dominicans trying to keep possession here. They're trying to get something going. And now they'll play it through the back, try to get a switch of the field probably. Senes plays it all the way back to Vanderpool.
Boy, Sam Vela had Bishop just crawling down his neck, and he didn't even know he was there.
Bishop steals the ball from Vela, and luckily the ref didn't see it because Vela was blatantly holding on to his jersey. Sam Vela is one of the best people I know at getting away with foul calls. He really is. It is an absolute art. And if you can get away with just not necessarily dirty, but little things that keep the defenders on their heels and keep them guessing, Vela is one of the best I've seen at that.
24 minutes to go in the second half. 1-0 Azusa.
Azusa has the ball right now, looking for some through ball, as they'll probably just keep possession. Number 7, Balut again in the middle of the field, tries to make the through ball to Yang. Makes a nice shot, and it's deflected by Senes, looking like a corner kick, probably. It was wide right. It was deflected by Senes, and it will be a corner kick. And now there is a yellow card on, I believe, Sam Vela.
Just as you were talking about, maybe this one he didn't get away with. You know, this game is so clearly one-sided. The score wouldn't indicate otherwise by a 1-0 score, Azusa over the Penguins. But 18 shots versus 6 tells the story.
Well, that's the story right there. And you can look at the saves, too. Eric Anderson has had to make 8 saves, while the Pacific goalie, Galetko, has only had to make 3.
He's going to have to make another one here with the corner kick.
The corner kick is in. Anderson can't quite get to it with the punch, but it rolls to him right there. He quickly pushes it out to Musiana. The corner kicker is there to pressure him from Pacific, but it's out to Colby Mitnick right now, who looks up, looking for something, plays it calmly to Pedro in the middle of the field, and they will try to keep possession right now with Vela to Rohde on the right side. A good switch of the field, really trying to keep possession. Rohde tries to play the ball to Mendez. Not quite there, though. Mendez makes a good pressure from the back, and that's another foul on Sam Vela. Not nearly this bad this time, but still a foul nonetheless. Pacific has the ball off the free kick on the right side. They're right back right now.
So if Vela has one yellow, what happens with the second?
Well, if he gets a second yellow, he's out.
Uh-huh.
And he is out of the game, and it is 10-11 the rest of the game. And he will probably be out the next game too, not allowed to play. It's really, really costly if he gets another yellow. If he keeps being not necessarily aggressive, but reckless. You can't be reckless. Aggressive play is always welcome in college soccer and with Dominican. But
no, the referees are going to allow you to play aggressively, but
exactly.
Not dirty. And not that Sam's dirty, but he tries to get away with a lot of stuff, so like you mentioned. And, I mean, that's part of his game, and that's, you know. I mean, I know Sam. He's a good guy. It's not like that. It's that what's made him such a huge part of the team is that he knows how to play the game and how to push The rules are very clear, right? But if you know how to push them, and he's a student of the game, he knows the rules, so he knows where and when to push them. And sometimes, you know, just like you mentioned, you get caught pushing the envelope a little bit. And the breakaway is Azusa's got it again.
A big run from Azusa on the right side, but a poor touch from number 14, Kieran Kelly, pushes it out of bounds, and it is a Dominican throw-in.
Azusa again, you know, it's very interesting. Azusa's subbing in, keeping fresh legs the entirety of the match from Coach Blomquist, whereas Coach Delano has not subbed in. Yeah, and subbed in more than, what, one or two guys?
I believe there was just two.
Yeah, 23 is Ackerman is coming back into the game in place of Balut. And Armbrust back in the game in place of Bishop.
Dominican played a nice through ball. Jordan Rohde played a nice through ball up the field, and Pacific had to kick it out for a corner. So now Swat Mushiana will play the corner from the right side. This is a corner kick. Have all the big guys in there for this header. Hopefully Dominican can get something and get a goal back, because there's only 21 minutes left in the game. David Mendez gets ahead on it, but it's blocked by Pacific. Corey Vanderpool has it now on the left side. Tries to dribble it away, and it is out for a throw-in deep in the corner. And here come the subs for Pacific. On the throw-in, we have number 15, Tanner Akel, deep, deep in Pacific territory. Penguins have to keep the pressure up, have to really keep them down in this corner if they're going to get anything at all. A big throw that is headed by Valdez Mendoza, but is all the way to a Pacific forward now, going up the middle of the field, all the way to the right. But number 11, Keenan Armbrust, is offsides on the run. Just barely. I'd say if he waited about 1 second to make that run, he would have been onsides, and that would have been a golden one-on-one opportunity with keeper Eric Anderson.
Man, he was all alone, too. It was one on nobody. Just a single shot on the goalie.
The through ball is played to David Mendez. He kind of just barrels into the Pacific defender, trying to draw a foul. Vela has had it, tried to go in for the slide to keep the ball, couldn't quite get it. Another long, long slide from Sam Vela.
Yeah, that was a tremendous effort by Vela.
Well, the effort's always there with Sam Vela as he gets back to defend the Pacific attack right now. Number 22, Steven Shiokari, right now with the ball in the middle of the field, trying to get it up, trying to get something against this Dominican defense. An open shot, and it's deflected off of number 12, Kevin Yang, right to Eric Anderson. That could have ended badly.
Yang was in perfect position. He just kind of missed it on the through kick.
Just missed it barely, because if he had a good touch on that, he is, again, all alone. The Dominican Penguins have the ball now. They play it through the middle of the field. Swap Mushiana up to Nuri Bonacosta and back to him. They really playing this two-man game right now, trying to get something going and just getting nothing, really, against this Pacific defense.
Yeah, their defense is as good as their offense, frankly.
I think right now, at least with Dominican's attack, that was good. David Mendez really went for the ball there and drew the foul just above the halfway mark.
Mika Alvarez snuck in behind him and kind of went after the ball but kicked Mendez and got the foul.
He didn't get too much of the ball. Pedro with a big shot, a running right-footed shot. It's a good one. It's definitely a bullet, unfortunately, right to keeper Joe Galecko.
Yeah, Galecko's good, and he's a big kid, but he can really guard a lot of the goal. And it was a hard, like you mentioned, it was a bullet, a nice hooking right-footed shot from the right side of the box. And Guevara's pretty spot on with those, but Galecko's tough today. He's right on his game.
Yeah, at the very least, he was on target. And like I said earlier, if you just get him on target, who knows what could happen.
Seventh shot taken by the Penguins today versus 18 by Azusa.
Through the middle of the field now. Colby Mitnick speeds through, plays the through ball to Schwab Mushiana, but the Pacific defender is there with the nice tackle. That was a through ball right down the middle. Swap could have had something if that defender didn't make a great sliding tackle right there. Pacific has the ball now. These Cougars are really playing the ball well in this game. They are trying to go down the right sideline. Senis has got a little bit out of position. Luckily, gets back very fast and gets the header away.
He was looking for Yang close into the box, and Yang's got it now, but not in perfect position as he was before.
And number 23, Ackerman, is down the middle of the field, had a shot, tried to get the left-footed shot, but Senis is right over to stop it, and Eric Anderson calmly collects it in his hands. And there's a great through ball to Colby Mitnick. The keeper comes out. Colby has the ball. Couldn't quite get something of it, was still on the very corner of the 18-yard box, and the Pacific defenders did a great job to get back and help their rushing keeper out, because again, that was an open goal opportunity. Nuri plays a great through ball to Pedro on the right side of the 18-yard box. Pedro with a bullet! Unfortunately, it is off the target, high and right. A tough angle for Pedro Guevara, but you never know with this guy. You never know. He could really score from anywhere. A goal kick now for Pacific. I think Dominican has to get more triangles. And what I mean by that is that they need three people near the ball at all times. And if they can do that, there will usually be about two defenders for Pacific against those three people. And if they can just play it around, play it fast, play it quick, and really pass the ball with fluidity, if that's a word.
It is.
Thought I might have just made one up there.
No. I hear that in the locker room all the time.
They really need those triangles. They need people near the ball, and they need people to make passes to, and they need those passes to be fast. That's really everything that Dominican needs right now. As Pacific plays the ball on the right side in the Dominican half. Senis is there for the clear. It's off of Pacific for Dominican throw-in. Right now, Dominican is deep in their territory on the left side. Senis with the throw-in. They're going to try to get it out of trouble right now. Senis with a big throw, but it's right to a Pacific player. Pacific is keeping possession in the middle of the field right now. In the middle and on the right side of the field. They've really been strong from over here. And right now, number 23, Luke Ackerman, is all over the field, it seems like.
Substitutions. Bishop is going to re-enter the game in place of Micah Alvarez. And Leonardo Grigg back in place of Yang. So Yang gets in there for short bursts of offense. And then is back replaced.
And I thought he made a difference too. He was noticeable. For a forward to be noticeable, that is really where you can make a difference. If you're keeping possession for your team, make yourself noticed as a forward. Make yourself present.
It's kind of a life lesson, right? In anything you do, folks.
Absolutely. Colby Mitnick, right past the defender, Luke Ackerman, plays the big through ball to a running Nuri Bonacosta, has a one-on-one right now, but the Pacific defender gets back. What a fantastic job by the Pacific defender to really get back.
Yeah, it really was. Yeah, that was Garcia Partida who got wrapped up with Bonacosta, one-on-one. Bonacosta was really going for it on that long kick through.
Mitnick played about a 40-yard through ball to a streaking Nuri Bonacosta, and it was a great ball, a great run. They did everything right. Unfortunately, that Pacific defender got back in time.
He did everything right, too.
Exactly. Nuri tried to make the cut, couldn't quite get it. On the other side of the field now, Eric Anderson gets the failed through ball from Pacific, and now we'll look for the drop kick. It's a little bit off, not his best drop kick. Doesn't quite even make it to half.
Into the wind.
Really, really making a difference.
Penguins are playing into the wind both halves. It switched.
And that's just so unfortunate for them. Because I think if that through ball by Colby Mitnick had some wind to it, then Nuri Bonacosta is even farther in front. Right now, Pacific's making a big run through the middle of the field. They can't quite get too much, though. And Colby Mitnick has the ball again. Looking in the middle of the field, Sam Vela has the ball, tries to make the play to Pedro. Can't quite get it because there's a Pacific defender right there. Nuri Bonacosta right now with the ball, looking up the right sideline for the through ball to David Mendez, who plays it in the middle looking for Pedro. It's right to the keeper, though. Galecko cradles it up and throws it to the middle of the field. Pacific has possession again. Ackerman on the left side of the field now. We just saw him on the right side of the field. He really is everywhere. I think him and Bishop for the Pacific Cougars are just everywhere right now. All around the field. Bishop tries to make the flicking header on the outside of the box, gets it back, and Senis and Vanderpool make great stops. Oh. Unfortunately, right to a Pacific forward who slots it in for a goal. Right past Eric Anderson.
Armbrust. Kenan Armbrust with a right-footed kick into the left side of the goal. Just gets it past Anderson.
On that one, Senis had to come out hard to try to get the 50-50 ball. The Pacific forward was right there, though. Played it right to Armbrust, who was right inside the 18-yard box, actually. Probably about 16, 17 yards away. All he had to do was make one turn and with one touch hits it to the left side of the bottom of the goal, right past Anderson, who made it. He tried to make the diving save, but there was not much he could do. It was right to the corner.
Balut's in for Shiakari now after the substitution.
Sam gets it stolen, tries to pull the jersey again. I don't know if he's going to get away with it this time.
It's 2-0, fans, with 10:50 to go in the second half. The Penguins are now up against the wall.
Yeah, they really are. A shot by number 20, Leonardo Grigg. Nothing that Eric Anderson can't be a part of, though.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, it's just easy for him. Some of these shots are easy for him. With some of his talent level, it's not a lot he has to do on that. Right next to our broadcasting studio, a big scuffle right now with Swap Mushiana. Balut gets the yellow for the foul, trying to stop the counterattack that Mushiana was really racing forward for. Balut basically just gave him a big old bear hug.
Yeah, he jumped right on his back. Mushiana went down. Balut was right on top of him. But that was a well-deserved yellow.
A well-deserved yellow, but also a good foul because there are good fouls in soccer. A good foul would be something that stops a big counterattack. Maybe the attacking team has a 3-on-2. If you're going to get a yellow, that's just fine to stop a 3-on-2. Unfortunately, Mushiana plays it out of bounds on the free kick, and it is Pacific throw-in deep in their territory on the right side. The throw is there. Valdez Mendoza on the pressure. Has to get out, though. A 50-50 ball that Vanderpool is right there for, but it's to the Pacific defender, and they play it out to the left side on their left back, number 10, Carlos Garcia Partida. He's been really everywhere on the field, too. He's, for a left back, quite the attacking move that he's been all day. Number 20 to the right side to Balut, who gets the ball in the middle, and number 23, Ackerman, makes the screaming run for the goal right past Anderson. 3-0 Pacific.
It was a great pass, and Ackerman was caught perfectly in stride, just going as quickly as he can. The 6-foot freshman out of Costa Mesa crossing from the left to the right, it found him just a few feet from the goal, and in full stride he was able to boot it in. And he didn't have to kick it that hard. He had just such a wide open shot, very methodically and slowly took it in, and now it's 3-0 with under 10 minutes to go.
And that was right from the 6-yard box, very close. Eric Anderson could really do nothing. I think on that one, the Dominican defenders just got a little bit stagnant. As Mendez tries to get the counter, falls down in the box, but no call. Really wanted a call on that. Tried to earn a PK, but didn't get anything from the ref as he slowly gets up. Dominican's a little bit sloppy now, as Bishop steals the ball from Valdez. Plays it up to Grigg right now. Grigg making a big run on the right side. Senis is there for the defense. Makes a great tackle. Physical play, but great aggressive play from Chris Senis. Makes the clear, but Balut is right there for the ball. And Pacific again has the ball in the middle of the field on the Dominican attacking half. Trying to make the run. Garcia Pertada has a shot, and it's a fantastic one from 25 yards away. He slots it into the right side. Nobody on Dominican stepped up to stop the ball, and he really just put that in on the corner.
Pertada with the, from the left side, right-footed, boots it into the right corner, and it was about, I'm going to say, 6-7 feet off the ground when it went in. It's pretty hard to jump in the way of something like that.
A fantastic shot. Really, that's all you can say about it. The Dominican has to step forward more, but 4-0 Pacific.
Delano is going to sub in some guys now and give his starters a rest. Godoy is in for Vela. Carl Fitzgerald for Mitnick. Robin Goldschmidt in for Musiana. And Drake Albee's getting some time, it looks like. Ah, pardon me, six. Drake Albee's in for Mendoza. No? Okay.
Unfortunately, Drake Albee is injured.
Oh.
Because he really would make a difference for this second unit.
Oh, that's them. Pardon me. Yeah, Manfred in place of Rode. Ah, I wanted to see Drake Albee play, but he's injured.
As did I. It's always fun to see him play. Dominican has a free kick that Guevara will play from the right side, about 40 yards away. The cross is in. It's a good one. Senis is there for the header, but it's over the post. Senis got good separation from his defender on there on that header. Fortunately, just a bit high. And Pacific has another goal kick. For these last 7.5 minutes, let's see if this some of this second unit can make a difference. It may be 4-0, but the energy should be up. I know Robin Goldschmidt, Danny Manfred, Carl Fitzgerald, all of them have such high energy, and they're always playing to their full ability. They're going to go hard right now, and hopefully that energy can bring a little something out of everyone else. Right now it's played back to the keeper, Galetko, who plays it up, but Senis gets it down with the chest, trying to keep possession. And unfortunately, Pacific defenders get it back. They're on the left side. Manfred, physical defense. And the through ball is there for Pacific, taken down by Corey Vanderpool as he passes it to Carl Fitzgerald, who tries to make the run on the left side. Really working, you know, fresh legs in here. But Pacific keeps possession. Still in the deep right side for Pacific. They have possession, but they have to try to get it out.
And it's just as you mentioned, they have triangles everywhere. So one thing I've noticed about in the second half, Pacific's been working the three-man everything.
The through ball is there for Pacific, but Eric Anderson comes out 30 yards away for the nice clearance. Patrick Davis, good hustle on that header. Now Patrick Davis is up there taking David Mendez's place at the center forward, which means he has to work basically harder than everyone else. And he's not as big as Mendez either, which means he has to work even harder for those headers and those clearances from Senis and Vanderpool. Pedro plays it to Godoy on the left side. Godoy's looking up, looking for some help. He's being double teamed. Oh, and Pacific steals the ball and keeps it in too. They have possession right now, and they play it up the right side. They have 4-on-4. Good numbers right now, and a good play by Balut, trying to get muscled off the ball by Vanderpool and Senis, but he keeps the ball as they play it around the 18-yard box. A big tackle by Manfred. Can't quite get the ball, though. As Robin Goldschmidt makes a nice sliding tackle, number 7 Balut has a wide-open shot right to Eric Anderson. A great stop by Anderson. As Pedro Guevara plays up the left side. Got to make something of it.
I have 10-4.
and it's right to Balut. Pacific takes the ball again. They're on the attacking side again. Balut from the right side, the cross in. Oh, and there's just so many open players off of the post for Pacific, and Eric Anderson gets it into his hands. Very, very close. It seems like Pacific can almost do what they want with Balut on the right side. They just get numbers, and they get a counter. And the Dominican midfielders are not quite getting back fast enough for those speedy forwards of Pacific. And Balut has really done what he wants on the right side of that 18-yard box all day. Godoy has the ball now to Fitzgerald. And Goldschmidt in the middle. Has time, plenty of time in the middle. And for these last 4 minutes, Dominican has to at least hold their head high for these last 4 minutes to try to keep the energy up. Because if they give up, then there's really just no hope.
They're not going to give up. We know that. And the second, then, like you said, the second team guys are in there. They're trying to impress Delano. And frankly, if you're a guy who doesn't get to start when the team does go down four, you're not happy about it. And yet you get a chance to play and maybe work your way up. So, you know, there's a lot for these. There's absolutely nobody's thinking that they might give up on it. The reality of the thing is that Azusa has owned this game from the get-go. They've taken 24 shots versus 9 for the Penguins. And as we've got a timeout and all of the trainers are rushing out to rehydrate all the players, you know, if you're a bench player, you know, or a young guy, and this is an opportunity. So I look for the Penguins to play these last 4 minutes with a ton of passion and try and get something going and show the coach, hey, maybe, you know, if you need to mix things up, if you need some ideas, maybe I'd be a good guy to go with next time. They may not be happy about a 4-0 deficit, again, there's a big time opportunity for the younger guys to come in. You know, Mendez is back to the bench, so he's done for the day. As far as winning the game, okay, the coach has probably conceded, but, I mean, Azusa's just, right now, they're just outplaying the Penguins, and they have the entirety of the game. We're back on away. Here's Jordan.
Just all game, they've outplayed him. Fabian Valdez steals the ball, looks in the middle of the field, has Pedro and Robin in the middle of the field as they try to go up. A great slide by Ackerman, and Pedro, I believe that was accidentally clipped him on the back of the heel. Ackerman goes down a little bit slow to get up after that clip, but it's a Azusa Pacific free kick in the middle of the field, and they quickly play it. Ackerman, again, just everywhere, even stealing it from Pedro Guevara. That's something that doesn't happen too often. Really doesn't. Valdez Mendoza heads it back to Eric Anderson. And for those listening, I say he heads it back, and Eric Anderson can actually pick the ball up after someone on his own team heads it back to him. And the rule is, as long as it's not your foot, it could be your knee, your thigh, your chest, your head, if your own teammate plays the keeper back the ball, then the keeper can pick it up. If he plays it with his foot, then the keeper cannot pick it up, and the keeper has to play it on the ground.
That's a good rule to know.
Senis, all the way up in the middle of the field, right outside the 18-yard box. A good run. Nery Bonacosta now has the ball on the right side, plays at the middle, and it's stolen by Pacific. As they look for the counter, they have numbers. Here comes Balut with only Vanderpool back. Vanderpool gets tripped up a little bit, and they have to get back. Luckily, other people getting back. A great stop by Eric Anderson. Balut had the shot to the left side of the goal. Anderson on the ground makes a nice diving stop to his right with his fingertips and knocks it out for a corner kick for Pacific.
Jordan, Avery Jaffe has just checked in from Ohio, and he wanted to give you a shout out for how great you sound on your first day of soccer play-by-play. I would have to agree with that, but a shout out to Jordan from Avery, and how about one to Avery from your buddies here at Penguin Radio?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we all miss Avery here at Penguin Radio.
Totally.
It's always nice to hear from him, get a little shout out from him. Thank you, Avery. Very much appreciate it.
Back underway.
Fabian Valdez makes the play, tries to make the play to Carl Fitzgerald, who has the shot. The left-footed shot by Fitzgerald from about 18 yards away. It was a volley. It was off the bounce, but wide right for a goal kick now. Kevin Yang coming back on the field for Luke Ackerman, who is done for the day. We only have 53 seconds left here at Kennelly Field for this game. It's important to get, you know, nobody injured in this last minute. I think, honestly, that would be the most important thing. Nobody injured, because that would just be a travesty. Pacific has the ball, and they have possession as the rest of the game. Number 14, Kieran Kelly, almost offsides, but he plays it into Yang on the right side of the box. Looks for the cross in, has Balut on the very outside of the top of the box. Kelly tries to make a nice move, but Godoy steals it. And now it is back at the top of the field. Pacific still has the ball, makes a nice running play. The cross is in, and another goal by Balut. The header in. Just no defense from there. They really didn't shift over. Balut easily ran in front of almost the entire Dominican defense for that goal. The cross was perfect, and Balut really just had to put a head on it from about 5 yards away. Anderson was caught off guard, nothing he could do. Another goal by Pacific, 5-0 now, with 14.6 seconds left.
Women are coming up, 4 o'clock, scheduled start.
And the game is just about over now.
There's the horn.
There is the horn.
Final, 5-0 Azusa Pacific over the Penguins on the first game of the PacWest season for the Penguins, who come in their preseason 3-0 and high expectations. But Azusa Pacific was just too tough. And from the get-go, Azusa Pacific really showed their dominance. First half, second half were identical. It was all Azusa. The Penguins really tried to play catch-up, seemed like most of the day. And in the second half, the Cougars really lowered the boom. We're going to have the women coming up for you in about 32 minutes. Jordan and I will have that for you in its entirety. Of course, tonight, side out, 7 o'clock, Gail Stammer and the Lady Penguins in volleyball from the Conlin Center. We'll have that for you live, so a full day of DU Athletics right here on Penguin Radio. Please stay with us. Jordan and I will be back. Radio.dominican.edu.
There, Penguin Radio listeners. Are you stressed out that you missed your favorite DJ show, or you missed the big game?